Of all the hymns we will sing tonight, O Sacred Heart, O Love Divine, our next hymn is probably the one that's most familiar to you. It was used as a theme song for the radio program Sacred Heart Hour in the 1940s and later in the 1950s and even in the 1960s on a television show by the same name. The hymn would be sung at the beginning and the end of the program. In the early 1960s, the Lennon Sisters produced a long play, 33 RPM record, published by Decca Records, called Favorite Catholic Hymns. It was directed by none other than Lawrence Welk. It contains the hymn, O Sacred Heart, O Love Divine, as well as another that we will use later in the program tonight. My father bought a copy of the record, and we listened to it many times in our home. Maybe that's what gave me a love for Catholic hymns. The record has been remastered in CD format and may be purchased today on Amazon or other sources. This hymn is definitely of American origin. The hymn was composed by Reverend T.A. Metcalf. We don't know anything more about him other than that, except that it was included in St. Basil's Hymnal in its first edition of 1889. That was the most widely used Catholic hymnal in America for nearly three quarters of a century, so it became very popular. You will also note that the hymn has been arranged by Edward Gray. Edward Gray is a pseudonym for Father A.M. Portalance, a Franciscan friar who lived at St. Francis Friary in Brooklyn. He was an employee of McLaughlin & Riley Company of Boston, the major Catholic music publishing company for nearly three quarters of the 20th century. And he composed and arranged a great deal of music for this company under various pen names. The dependence we have on our Lord for protection is a theme of Christian thought through all centuries and is reflected in this hymn as we call upon the Sacred Heart to keep us near to Him as we travel through life.